Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Greetings, gang. This is Del Sharbot tearing off the wrapper of another Command Performance. Another package crowded with the top talent and tunes ordered in your fine letters to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, we will fill thousands of requests for a guy you've been screaming for, the master of the quiz masters, the guy whose stunts drive people out of their senses, the boss of Truth or Consequences, Ralph Edwards.
And thank you, Del. Gosh, it's good to see you again after a long vacation.
Well, it's good to see you after a long vacation.
Turn around, let me see your face.
There. Turn around, let me see your face. There.
Well, time for another vacation.
Oh, I'm only kidding, Ralph.
I really envy you. You have so much fun on Truth or Consequences.
Yeah.
But it must be tough to be a quiz master.
Yes, Del, yes it is. Requires a lot of knowledge. You have to go to grammar school for 8 years, high school for 4 years, college for 6 years, and a postgraduate course for 2 years.
And then?
And then just before you go on the stage, somebody hands you a card with all the answers.
Well, what's in the cards for tonight, Ralph?
Well, looks like a good deal, Del.
A good deal, Del.
Because right now I'm holding four aces. Yes, sir, four kids that are not only prime favorites on command, but from the sale of their RCA Victor records, the idea seems to be universally unanimous. And here they are, the Pied Piper. Pied Piper. You really put a bounce into our ball. And now to fill a bunch of orders from all parts of the civilized world, as well as from Brooklyn, we have a rare visitor in the hall, a young fellow who looks as flustered as a contestant on a quiz show, but he's a great young man. You know him as the sergeant who directed This Is the Army, as producer and director of many a Broadway hit, and as the creator and portrayer of radio's best-loved teenage boy, Henry Aldridge!
Hello, Mother.
Ezra Stone, ladies.
Goodness gracious, thanks a lot.
Oh, yes, sir, Ezra Stone, Henry Aldridge in person.
Mr. Edwards, bring on the James.
James? Why, naive, innocent young man, what's come over you?
Just hold a blowtorch to my pants, Buster, because this is my night to howl. I never get a chance to say things like this so much. When I was in service, this program was always very famous for a pretty movie star. So come on now, drag out the women.
Ezra, did you say women?
Yeah. Ooh, I said. Golly, women are wonderful things. Oh, that's
Please,
a wag.
Ezra, women are a dime a dozen.
They are?
Yep.
Me gods, and I've been buying jelly beans.
Yourself, kid. Don't be so impressed by girls. Ezra, you should think of a woman as just a toy, something to be amused by for a while.
As a toy?
Mm-hmm.
A toy you play with?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Santa Claus.
Ralph, don't be impatient with Ezra. He's just inexperienced and immature.
Yeah, sure. Till I was 21, about 11 years ago. My mother used to make me wear long golden curls and, you know, those kind of late...
Going out with girls?
As soon as I found out I wasn't one. And before that, I had another handicap. As a baby, most of the time, I couldn't see.
Couldn't see?
That's right. It was on account of my mother.
Oh, heredity, huh?
No. She kept putting the rubber pants on the wrong end of it. That's all behind me now. Come on, Edwards, bring on some dames.
You know something? I'm going to try you out. Now, the colonel says his beautiful niece, Miss Simpson, is sitting in the client's booth. Real sexy, babe. So I'll just step in there and try to fix up a date with you, huh? I'll be right back now. Hello. Miss Simpson?
Hello, Mr. Edwards. How do you do? Yes, I'm Miss Simpson, and this is Miss Simpson, too. Oh, yes, indeed. We're the Simpson twins. I'm Meg, and this is my sister, Ginger.
Twins? I didn't know that.
We're twins. We've always been twins. Didn't you know we were twins?
No, yes,
we are. We were born just 2.5 minutes apart. Oh, say hello to Mr. Edwards, Ginger.
I'm very happy to know you.
Gee, funny how long 2.5 minutes can be.
Oh, isn't Mr. Edwards cute? Oh, he's so handsome and manly looking and so strong and desirable. Don't you think he is, Ginger? Yes, he certainly is.
Well, you look like a couple of very nice girls.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Edwards.
For saying you're nice?
And for saying we're girls.
Oh, yes. We're simple girls, plain and unassuming and beautiful.
Yes. We really don't want much out of life.
Well, that's good, because you sure didn't get it.
Oh, isn't he sweet, Ginger? Yes, he certainly is. You know, Mr. Edwards, all I want out of life is three men.
Three men?
Yes, two to hold the other one. Ginger doesn't want much either, do you, Ginger?
Now, all I want is a big house and company once in a while.
Oh, that's nice. What kind of company?
Well, I like the 33rd Field Artillery Company.
Mr. Edwards may think you're a man chaser, and you're not a man chaser, are you? Of course you are.
I love you, Mr. Edwards. In fact, whenever I see you, it adds 10 years to my life.
Oh, now, Ginger, Ginger, now I'm paying a Ginger. Now, Ginger, you haven't seen me that often.
Oh, isn't he cute? You know, now, honey, I'm the little girl Mr. Edwards would be interested in. I have an hourglass figure.
Too bad it's on Rocky Mountain time.
Of course, Mr. Edwards, I haven't been well. Oh, no, I haven't been all well. In fact, right now, I have one of my Sunday headaches, and it's only Wednesday. Oh, yes, I've just spent thousands of dollars on doctors, and I just grow more and more sickly all the time.
Well, that's too bad. And your sister?
I'm strong as a horse.
Ginger's not lucky, but poor little old me. They tell me that my stomach is at least 6 inches out of place. Oh, yes. It's 6 or 7 inches from where it should be.
Of course, you can't notice it from the outside.
Well, you're still a... You're still a couple of nice-looking fellows.
That's nice. Although, of course, you know, our Aunt Cece, the French teacher, has the finest figure in the family. Hasn't she, Ginger? Yes, she certainly has.
No kidding. How is she built?
Well, see that brick schoolhouse?
Yes?
She's standing on the steps. Did you want a date with us?
Well, in a way, I...
Oh, Ezra!
Coming around.
I want you to meet two ravishing babes.
Well, how do you...
The Simpson twins.
How do you do? What's that awful aroma in this room?
Oh, don't you love it? Don't you just love it? I just know you do. It's a special new perfume I use called My Sin.
My sin.
That's right.
Nobody could do anything that bad. Not even Homer. Well, it was nice meeting you, girl.
Oh, don't go. You know, this chance meeting may lead to friendship, love, romance. Why, often a family of 10 or 12 starts from a nodding acquaintance.
Of course, it takes a lot of nodding.
What did you lose? You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to make love.
Oh, good. Can I go outside and watch through the keyhole? I gotta go.
Oh, you can't disappoint us like that.
Well, teacher told me that people shouldn't mind disappointment. Even though you're unhappy, you should carry on.
I know, but you're the boy we want to carry on with.
I'll tell you what. After this show, I'll meet both of you girls backstage.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm overjoyed.
Then we'll hug a little bit.
And kiss a little bit.
And neck a little bit. Oh, we'll love you to pieces.
Just one thing. If I'm not there by 9 o'clock...
Yes?
You go ahead without me.
Well, Ezra, if you meet those girls, I'm telling you the truth. The consequences could be awful. But they're wonderful girls to take home to mother. Your mother, not mine. Really, they are wonderful girls. The Simpson twins, Bea Benaderet and Elvia Allman. Right now, here's another wonderful gal and one of the most beautiful singing voices to zoom to the top. The winner of this year's Hollywood Bowl audition, the magnificent Muriel Maxwell. Hiya, Max.
Hiya, Ed.
What's your song for tonight, Muriel?
Well, especially for Don Gardner and the gang at Kisarazu Air Base, I'd like to sing Summertime from Porgy and Bess.
We're listening.
Thank you, Muriel. You're great.
Oh, she sure was. See, Ralph, I wish I were a quiz master like you.
Well, Ezra Stone, I don't see why you can't. You certainly have the two necessary ingredients. You have poise and personality.
Yeah, that's me, old poison personality Stone.
But, Ezra, would you really like to try your hand at doing a quiz show?
Oh, sure. It sounds like a lot of fun and so easy.
Oh. All right, then, with the help of the Pied Piper's Michel Perrier and his Petrillo Needs Him Like a Hole in the Head Orchestra, we give you our version of the leading quiz show.
Our quiz show gives you everything, the best things in life are free. A house, a car, a diamond ring, and 2/3 of Tennessee. Right here at the mic, you win all these things. Or home if you like, when your telephone rings. And everybody has a chance
to win a coffee pot, a kitchen sink, a great big yacht, a gorgeous mink,
a radio, a suit of clothes, a piccolo, a garden hose,
a roaster, an electric stove, a toaster, and an orange grove.
A date with Grable in New York, a cozy table at the Stork. So let us be your Santa Claus, and don't be shy to try, because the best things in life are free.
Hi, gang. Hello, hello, hello. It's nice to be standing here tonight looking into your faces, and believe me, a lot of your faces can stand looking into. Now we're ready for our first contestant.
I have a gentleman in the front row, Doctor.
Very good, very good. And to that gentleman in the front row, for one silver dollar, answer true or false.
False.
Right. Give that man one silver dollar.
We've got an intelligent audience tonight.
And now for our next contestant.
I have a gentleman in the third row, Doctor.
$2. Two silver dollars to that gentleman if he can answer this question true or false. The Empire State Building is in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's a silly question, Doctor.
Yes, I guess it is. Give that gentleman two silver dollars.
Sure. Everybody knows it's in Los Angeles.
And now for our next question, we go up to... What happened?
I have a balcony on the lady, Doctor.
Oh. The best things in life are free. Time to twist the dial again and start another game. The band will play a song and all you do is guess the name. You win a prize no matter if your guess is right or wrong. So when the phone begins to ring, it's time for Stop the Song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, ready to play the mystery tune of the week. Our operator is now busy dialing the number of some lucky person who, in a few moments, will get the chance to Stop the Song. Stop the Song! Stop the song! Stop the song! Yes, sirree!
Stop the song!
So this gives you the really fabulous prizes.
Listen to this lineup of prizes. First prize, a Hickok belt and buckle.
And if you don't win... He wasn't wearing one and his pants fell down. What was that you said, sir?
First prize, a Hickok belt and buckle.
And if you don't wear this belt, your pants will buckle.
Second prize, a genuine Westinghouse garbage disposer.
Third prize, a 5-year supply of garbage.
Fourth prize, and for the fourth prize, a beautiful new Nash. It opens up into 2 bedrooms and a den.
Plus, a luxury ride to New York on the famous Santa Fe Super Cheese.
And when you get there, you can keep the train.
There's more. A genuine mink coat from I.J. Fox, plus a genuine fox coat from I.J. Mink.
Also, we set you up in a fully equipped tire store.
You'll be making money hand over fist. Time to retire, my boy. And here we go with our first telephone call. Hello? She was right there, wasn't she? Sounds like a setup. You know, should give it more. Hello? Is this Mrs. Penelope Schwartz of Brooklyn, New York?
You're expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum.
Mr. Schwartz, can you tell us the name of the mystery tune?
I'm just wild about herring.
No, no, I'm sorry.
But it must be. I'm even recognizing the orchestra.
Well, then, what orchestra do you think it is?
Benny Goodman, you should pardon the expression, sextet.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Schwartz, but for being at home, though you missed your tries, you still win the consolation prize, something you always treasure and save. You know what it is?
Yeah, buy my shave.
The best things in life are free. And here's another show that you can tune in on your dial. The questions are the toughest, but they make it worth your while.
Now, here's a show where people really take some awful chances. So hold your hats, and here we go with Truth or Consequences.
Truth or... Now, wait a minute, Ezra. That's my show.
Yeah, but you said I could try my hand at these things. So I'll show you how to run your own program. Right into the ground. And now, from our studio audience comes a refined-looking gentleman. Dishonorably discharged in 45. What's your name, sir?
Belvedere Twig.
What is your occupation, sir?
I am an authority on wood. I can tell any kind of wood by its odor.
Oh, you'll pardon the expression, you're a wood smeller. All right, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to blindfold you and put you to the test. We'll hold a piece of wood up to your nose, and you tell us what it is. If you fail, you pay the penalty. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mr. Twig is now being blindfolded by one of our assistants, and I'm holding an ordinary pencil up to his nose. All right, Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Pine.
Correct. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll make it a little harder for him. I'm going to hold a drumstick up to his nose. The kind drummers use, not the kind you... Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Hickory.
Correct. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're really going to see how good Mr. Twig is. We're going to hold an ordinary house cat up to his nose. Aren't we devils? Mr. Twig? Oh, Mr. Twig.
Yes.
What kind of wood is this?
I got it.
What is it?
Pussy Willow.
Come on! Yes, sir. You win $2 million. Pay the man, Mr. Edwards.
Now, wait a minute here. This isn't right. You're giving my show a bad name. Who wrote this silly stuff anyway?
Did you call me Mr. Edwards, huh?
Ralph, this is Joe Miller, one of the writers.
I see. Mr. Miller? Did you write that parody of my show?
I sure did, Mr. Edwards. Clever, wasn't it?
Fiendish. Well, Miller, you've told the truth, but you're going to pay the consequences anyway. Mr. Miller,
do you like pies?
Yeah, I love pies.
Mr. Sharbert, bring out the ammunition.
Mr. Miller, what kind? What kind of pies do you like? Do you like gooseberry?
Yeah, I do love gooseberry. And then there's apple.
Apple, yes, we've got apple.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about lemon meringue?
I love lemon meringue, you know. I could eat pies all day long. I can't seem to get enough pies.
That's interesting.
Oh, Scott, you're going to get the pies?
Yes, Mr. Miller, I am going to give them to you right now. Hold still, please. Ah! Oh, my!
Oh, I tell you!
That's wonderful in the round, doesn't he?
Well, I'm surprised at you, I really.
You're not supposed to eat the last, you know. What's the matter with you, Ezra?
You, a man who used to sell Horn and Hart our car. Me too.
Well, it's great. It gives you sort of a feeling. It's a great feeling you get. I don't know. It's just a sort of a smishy, wonderful feeling. It's wonderful, really.
You mean when you hold the pie, you want to do something else with it than
eat
it?
You have to, you know.
You mean you get that
feeling.
Oh, that certain feeling. Well, this man here reminds me of an old CO I used to have.
Oh, you see? me. Simpson twins. Simpson twins. I've got two more pies left. One for each of you. You throw them at the man.
A man?
Yeah.
Pies, nothing. You throw the man at us.
Come here, you big strong handsome man. Come on.
Oh, now that's what I call good radio. Good, it's wonderful.
Show gives you everything, the best things in life.
Oh, Bill Miller, he really deserves the medal there. And so we ring down the curtain on another command. A performance crowded with talent, what with Ezra Stone, Elvia Allman, and Bea Benaderet, the Simpson twins, Muriel Maxwell, acting by Bud Widom and Phil Kramer, the music of Michel Perrier and Company, announcing by the man who's trying to straddle a meringue pie, Del Sharbert.
And Ralph Edwards. Thanks a million, Ralph.
Oh, no, thanks to the customers who asked us in. Well, lots of luck, guys and gals, and good night.
Good night!
The program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.